Grant us the grace of faith, Lord, that we may see with spiritual eyes and stand firm to the end. Amen. I just finished watching Billy Graham, The Early Years, and was quite taken back by the effects World War II had on Pastor Graham's friend and well-known evangelist, Charles Chuck Templeton. He first professed his faith in 1936 and became an evangelist that same year. In 1945, Chuck met Billy Graham and the two became good friends, rooming and ministering together during a 1946 tour. But by 1948, Templeton's life and worldview were beginning to go in a different direction than Graham's. Doubts about the Christian faith were solidifying as he pondered why would a loving God let 6 million of his chosen people be slaughtered. Billy Graham's answer was, "It is not God's doing, but man's." Their parting of the ways sent Pastor Graham to relentlessly seek the Lord for answers, and in the stillness of the night, the Lord said, "It's by your faith. Faith is what is necessary." At Chuck Templeton's deathbed, he told Lee Strobel, author of The Case for Christ, that he missed Jesus and truly adores him. He is the reason for all things good. Jesus began speaking. "Faith in me takes commitment and true fidelity to your spouse. It is necessary for salvation and a free gift of grace from me. Faith is certain. It works through charity and will continue to grow if you nurture it. Most important, it is a foretaste of heaven. So let it, dear ones, take root and grow in your hearts, and your longing for me and things above will begin to permeate your soul." Having faith is having trust with all your being that I will help you and take care of you. I know what is best for you, but for you to truly embrace my plans, you have to fully trust. When you have faith in me and obey my commandments, it allows you to express your faith through action by the way you live. Faith speaks the language of the heart. It is an expression of hope that goes beyond the conscious mind. All that you hold precious rests upon a faith in your God, not in people or possession. The world is full of ugliness, brutality, and injustices. And a war is coming like none other. Hold fast, dear ones. Do not let your hearts grow cold and move away from me by what you see and experience. I will strengthen you and give you courage if you lean on me. Your faith will allow you to lead others to me during these turbulent times. By following my example, you will do good works and be able to overcome temptations in the hour of your greatest trials." And that was the end of his message. In Mark 11:22-24, we read, "And Jesus answered them, 'Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him.' Amen."